This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 481 for Friday, July 17th. I'm Marlo Glass. ICE futures canola contracts were stronger in early morning trade. The November contract is up 440 at 483.80 per ton. The November contract is up 440 at 490.90 per ton. Slight losses in the Canadian dollar gave canola prices a boost this morning. The dollar was around 73.6 U.S. cents. The Chicago soy complex was slightly stronger on Friday morning. The soy complex has been higher following reports of strong buying interest, mostly from China. This morning, the USDA announced a sale of 126,000 tons of soybeans for delivery to unknown destinations. Last week, export sales totaled 313,000 tons for old crop soybeans. New crop soybeans totaled 767,000 tons, with purchases primarily made by China. The August soybean contract is up 3.5 cents at $8.97 per bushel. August soy oil is up by about 0.5 cent at 29.7 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is down 50 cents at $286 per hundredweight. Corn futures were slightly higher on Friday morning. Dry weather in the Corn Belt is keeping a weather premium in prices. Last week, corn export sales totaled 981,000 tons for old crop, which was a significant increase from the prior four-week average. New crop corn sales totaled just over 1 million tons. The September contract is up by 2.5 cents at $3.33 per bushel. Wheat futures are mostly stronger on Friday. The French wheat harvest is reportedly 47% complete. Rain in some regions has slowed harvest activity. Export sales for old crop wheat totaled 764,000 tons last week, which was a marketing high. New crop sales totaled 641,000 tons, which was 50% higher than the week prior. Chicago's September is up 1.5 cents at $4.36 per bushel. Kansas City September wheat is up 2 cents at $4.50. And Minneapolis spring wheat is down a fraction of a cent at $5.14 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, July 17th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.